Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we explore the latest news and updates on the companies associated with one of the most visionary minds of our time, Elon Musk. And in this episode, we'll be discussing the recent Twitter outage that left users unable to access links or images on the platform, and the implications of the incident for the company and its stakeholders. The outage was caused by a technical glitch that brought down much of Twitter's internal tools, as well as its public-facing APIs. This has raised concerns about the technical infrastructure and vulnerabilities on the platform, which have been compounded by recent layoffs and the shutdown of free access to the Twitter API. Now, as we dive deeper into this incident, we'll be exploring the challenges and opportunities facing Twitter, and we'll also discuss the potential solutions and innovation that could help the company regain its footing and reestablish itself as a reliable platform for real-time communication and social engagement. Twitter's website is breaking in novel new ways, and while the company managed to recover from its latest outage within a couple of hours, the story behind how it broke suggests there are likely to be similar problems in the near future. On Monday morning, Twitter users logged on to find a thicket of connected issues. Clicking on links would no longer open them. Instead, users would see a mysterious error message reporting that your current API plan does not include access to this endpoint. Images stopped loading as well. Other users reported that they could not access TweetDeck, the Twitter-owned client for professional users. Now, everything went crazy. Chaos took over the timeline as users tweeted about the outage and often illustrated their points with images and memes that no one could see because they wouldn't even load. Now, the Twitter API has been shut down for outside sources for certain things, and in a tweet, the company offered the vaguest of explanations of what was happening during this time. They said, "Some parts of Twitter may not be working as expected right now. We made an internal change that had some unintended consequences." Now, the change in question was part of a project to shut down free access to the Twitter API. On February 1st, the company announced it will no longer support free access to its API, which effectively ended the existence of third-party clients and dramatically limited the ability of outside researchers to study the network. In a sign of just how deep Elon Musk's cuts to the company have been, only one site reliability engineer has been staffed on the project. And on Monday, that engineer made a bad configuration change that basically broke the Twitter API. Now, the change had cascading consequences inside the company, bringing down much of Twitter's internal tools along with the public-facing APIs. On Slack, engineers responded with variations of "crap" and "Twitter is down" the entire thing as they scrambled to fix the problem. And we think Elon Musk was mad about this. A small API change had massive ramifications, Musk tweeted later in the day after Twitter investor Mark Anderson posted a screenshot showing the company's API failures were trending on the site. "The code stack is extremely brittle for no good reason," Elon said. "We'll ultimately need a complete rewrite." Now, they've had nonstop layoffs for the company with only 100 or 550 full-time engineers now. Now, some current employees are sympathetic to that view, which places at least part of the blame for Twitter's problems on technical failures that predate Musk's ownership of the company. And the fail whale became an icon of the old Twitter for a reason. There's so much tech debt for Twitter 1.0 that if you make a change right now, everything breaks. That's what a current employee said. Still, when Musk took over the company, he promised to dramatically improve the speed and stability of the site, and his associates screened the existing staff for their technical prowess, ultimately cutting thousands of people working who were deemed not technical enough to succeed under Musk's leadership. But nonstop layoffs have left the company with under 550 full-time engineers, and just as former employees had predicted from the start, these losses have made Twitter increasingly vulnerable to catastrophic outages. Monday's configuration change was at least the sixth high-profile service outage at Twitter this year. In January, Twitter suffered an outage that lasted for more than 2 hours and affected the site's mobile app as well as its web and API services. In February, Twitter experienced issues with posting tweets and messages as well as notifications and likes. And in March, a system irregularity caused issues with Twitter's ad platform. In April, Twitter experienced a widespread outage that affected users worldwide for over an hour. And in July, Twitter experienced an outage that caused issues with notifications. And finally, the most recent outage on Monday. And this type of outage has become so frequent that I think we're all numb to it, said one of the current employees at Twitter. And those are only the service outages. There's other issues that are going on too, such as the one that led Musk's tweets to be made more visible on the timeline than any other user, which have also roiled the user base. People got upset about that. And in many ways, Monday's outage represented the culmination of Musk's leadership at the company so far. In a single-minded effort to cut costs on his $44 billion purchase, he's been slashing the staff and reducing Twitter's free offerings. And this paved a way for a single engineer to be staffed on a huge project, one that is linked to several critical interconnected systems that both users and employees depend on. And with few knowledgeable workers on hand to restore service, it took Twitter all morning to fix the problem. They were losing money during that time. And this is what happens when you fire 90% of the company, one of the current employees said as well. Now, Twitter has technical debt too. It's not just the recent layoffs. They have left Twitter vulnerable to these outages. The company's technical debt, or the cost of maintaining outdated or inefficient code and hardware systems, has been a long-standing issue. As one employee notes, there is so much tech debt from Twitter 1.0 that if you make a change right now, everything breaks. Twitter has struggled to keep up with its growth and the demand for its users, resulting in a system that is cobbled together with legacy and spaghetti code and outdated technology. The company's internal systems and tools are often unstable and unreliable as well, and there is a constant fear of things breaking down. To make matters worse, Twitter has been slow to invest in upgrading infrastructure and modernizing its code base. The company has been criticized for prioritizing new features and products over stability and reliability. Now, as a result, Twitter has been plagued by outages and technical issues for years. In 2019, the company experienced a massive outage, lasted for several hours, and affected users around the world. The outage was caused by a server configuration change that went wrong, according to the company. And last year, Twitter suffered several outages that caused issues with tweets, direct messages, and notifications. The company blamed the issues on an inadvertent change we made to our internal systems. And now, with the recent layoffs and the shutdown of the free access to the API, the company is facing serious technical challenges again. Now, Twitter said, Elon said that the code stack is extremely brittle for no good reason and will require a full rewrite. And we're not sure what language they're going to use for this new rewrite, but it will be a modern rewrite, not using the legacy code. They'll probably rewrite it from scratch. So where does Twitter go from here? Now, the company is clearly facing significant challenges, both in terms of its technical infrastructure and its business model. Musk's cost-cutting measures have helped the company's bottom line make more money, but they have also left Twitter vulnerable to outages and technical issues throughout the time he's been there. Now, at the same time, Twitter's facing intense competition from other social media platforms. TikTok, Facebook, and the company's user base has been stagnant for years and has struggled to attract new users and retain existing ones. Except when Elon took the helm, more users started joining up to see what the whole parade was about and what the drama was about over on Twitter. Now, address these challenges, Twitter's will need to make significant investments in its technical infrastructure and modernize its code base. The company will also need to develop new features and products that will attract users and keep them engaged for future times. Now, and perhaps more importantly, Twitter will need to reevaluate its business model and find new ways to generate money. The company's reliance on advertising has proven to be a double-edged sword, as it has both fueled the company's growth and left it vulnerable to fluctuations in the advertising market. One possible solution is for Twitter to develop new revenue streams, such as paid subscriptions or premium features for users. And the company has already begun experimenting with paid features. The new check marks, of course, exclusive content from different creators with a paywall. Another possibility for Twitter is to embrace its role as a platform for real-time communication to develop new products and features that cater to that role. For example, the company could develop new tools for live streaming or real-time collaboration, or could focus on building a stronger community around certain topics or interests. Ultimately, the future of Twitter will depend on its ability to adapt to changing needs of its users in the broader social media landscape. And the company will need to strike a balance between innovation and stability, between growth and reliability. And perhaps more importantly, Twitter will need to reestablish itself as a platform that people trust and rely on and is stable. The company's recent outages and technical issues have eroded user confidence in this platform, and it will take a lot of time and effort to regain some of those users' trust. As one current employee notes, there's so much potential here. Twitter could be an amazing platform, but it needs to invest in its infrastructure and its people if it's going to realize its potential. And in the end, the fate of Twitter will be decided by the company's ability to overcome its technical debt, adapt to changing needs of its users, and regain the trust of its community. It's a tall order, but if Twitter can rise to the challenge, it has the potential to be a powerful force for real-time communication and social engagement in the years to come. Thank you for tuning in to the Elon Musk Podcast, brought to you by Stage Zero Productions and hosted by me, Will Walden. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And for exclusive, ad-free content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/stagezero. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.